guys, and welcome back to another episode of Sandy Cheeks K Talk. How was your weekend? Because you're currently listening to this on a Monday, how was your weekend? How did you guys spend it? So I'm currently recording this on Wednesday and it's like 8:44 p.m. I was about to sleep, then I remember that okay, I haven't recorded my podcast in like 2 weeks. It's not like I'm forcing myself to do this record. I actually want to record this and like give you guys updates on where I've been, K-dramas I'm watching, the ones I'm enjoying, and just basically K-drama updates. Yeah. So okay, first of all, K-dramas. Like, how has my week been? It's been busy, I won't lie. I have so many things to do because obviously I'm trying to make sure I have the best year this 2023. I don't want to have it like last year. I want it to be better, and I want it to end up like way better than it was in 2022. I want to be happier. I have achieved some things, just some things to make me feel like a little bit happy, like get me somewhere, and also just basically getting new habits like journaling. I'm even doing yoga now every morning. Like, I hope I keep to it. Honestly, I hope I keep to it. So let's just see. And this week has been good. Apart from the whole cash discrepancies, like, I don't have cash. Like, if you're Nigerian, you know what I mean. Like, the whole thing is stressful. But let's leave that aside. This government will frustrate us. And apart from that, what else am I doing? What else have I been doing? That's basically it. I've been postponing this podcast because I've just been lazy, honestly. Lazy because I have so many things to talk about. I was going to give updates on K-dramas I'm currently seeing. And then I've been postponing it because I've just been unnecessarily busy. But I'm glad that I decided to record today because I feel good. I like when I record podcasts. I like recording podcasts. I like when I record my podcast because it's so cool. And I like it. And thank you for listening. Thank you guys for listening. So it's cool that I'm recording and it's cool you guys are listening too. So let's get into K-dramas that I'm currently enjoying. And yeah. So I'm currently watching. For the ones I'm currently watching, I'm currently watching Cook 2 Season of Deity. And I'm also watching Crash Course in Romance. I'm also watching this one has like 10 episodes out already on Netflix. Like, all the episodes are out. Love to Hate You, it came out February 10th, I think, and I didn't even know it came out. My friend suggested I go and check it out, that it was really good, that she watched it. And when I started episode 1, spoiler alert if you've not seen it, like, I was like, I don't think I'll like this. And then getting into it, I'm like, the main lead, guys, this is my new K-drama crush. The main lead is like so hot. Like, he's hot. He's not cute. He's cute. He's fine. He has his cuteness. Like, he has his charm. But I'll say mainly, I find him hot. Like, he's hot. He's a hot guy. I like looking at him. Like, once I'm done watching this Love to Hate You, I'm going to go and check his other dramas and watch them too. So I've added a new crush to my crush list. His name is His name is Yu Tio or Tio Yu, whatever. Anyway, I just thought he's going to be part of my crush list. I'm going to check into other K dramas. I like him a lot. Like, he's hot. If you've seen it, you know what I mean. I mean, a lot of people say they like the one with long hair, Sha. But for me, he's the only one that entered my eyes. The one with long hair is hot, like, he's hot, but he's not my kind of hot. He's not my kind of guy. So I prefer the male lead. Yeah, he's really hot. Okay, another K drama I want to watch, but I just can't, is Blooming Youth. It's a historical K-drama. I don't know, I'm not in that mood. I'm not in that mood generally to see historical K-dramas, and that's why I've been pushing it back. Whenever I get in that mood, I'll probably see it when all the episodes are out, and I'll let you guys know how it was and everything. I'm going to post my review on Love to Hate You. So if you're listening to this, it should probably be out by now. So check my Instagram or check my TikTok, you'll find it there. And what else? Basically, that's it. I think that's all I have to say. This is such a short recording, and thank you if you listen to this part. Thank you so much for listening, and please don't forget to give this a 5-star rating and also leave a review if you're listening on Apple Podcast or whatsoever platform you're listening from. Please leave a review, give it a 5-star rating, and because if you give it a 5-star rating, it helps me. Like, people that haven't heard my podcast before can get to hear it, and it's reach out to other people. Thank you. It's going to be so nice to me and to the podcast if you give it a 5-star rating. So please do that, and thank you. I think that's what I have to say, and I hope you guys have a lovely week and a lovely day ahead. Bye.